The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Sukkah Davov. The Gemara discusses betoich other halachas, the halachas of chatzitza, and the Gemara says, the pasuk says, v'rochatz es besorei b'mayim, shalei yadova choytzitz b'noi levein amayim. The Gemara brings that there's a separate halacha of rochatz besorei b'mayim. The Gemara discusses from the word es besorei b'mayim, es hatofel besorei. There's an additional thing that has to undergo tefillah besides for besorei, person is toivel. Especially in the gate today by us, a woman who's toiveling, besides for the tefillah's besoro, there's tefillah's sa'oro, umayniu saroi, that's the tofel besoroi. There would be a havamina that a person doesn't have to be toivel at all, his hair. The hair is not part of the body. A person can't cut off, can't amputate part of his body. Here one cuts. One could cut off part of his body. The hair is not part of the body. It's a tofel besoroi. There's halacha. L'chayitz apostle. The Gemara says halacha. Meishu b'Sinai. Dvar Torah rubay makbid. Rubay umakbid alav choytzitz. V'she'enei makbid alav enei choytzitz. The halacha l'meishu b'Sinai would be the chatzitz is only by rubay umakbid alav. And the gozru al rubay she'enei makbid mishum rubay amakbid. V'al miyutei amakbid mishum rubay amakbid. That's the Gemara. That means that halacha l'meishu we're makbid on any chatzitzah. We're very makbid on chatzitzes by a woman who's telling because we're choishish that it's a miut hamakbid. If it's a miut hamakbid, even a drop of dirt that should be makbid would be considered a chatzitza, even miut hamakbid. Therefore, the women are muzer to try very hard to scrub off everything. Again, if it's something that's problematic, one has to ask a rov. The halachos of chatzitza are very chomer. There's an interesting machlokes between the Rambam, the Goyim in. The Rambam's in Mikvoi's Perek Beis Halacha Tezvov. If the shear of Roiv, as far as the Din Derais is concerned, we'll discuss the Din Derais on a theoretical level for a few minutes, the shear of Roiv that's discussed is, this that we say that only Roiv HaMakbid is Choytzit, is it Roiv of the Guf and the Sar as one unit? Do we include, person, a woman, let's say, has long flowing hair, do we include what has to be choitzitz in order to render the tefillah invalid mederaisa, one roiv, a roiv of the cubic volume of her body, including her ear, or there's two separate halachas. There's halacha of besoroi, that if roiv of her body is covered, it's a chatzitza, and there's also a separate halacha es hatofel besoroi, which is sar, that if roiv of her ear is nechtzatz, is black, is covered over with a chatzitza, that would also be a chatzitza. Is it two separate calculations, or is it together? Explains the Brisker Rav that the Goyim hold that since Sar is lav keguftam, it's only a tofel b'soroi, so even when there is actually a halacha that she has to be tofel soroi without a chatzitza, it's a separate din, it's a separate shear. This verochat's called b'soroi, this verochat S called Besari, the Tofel of Besari, it's two different things. The Rambam holds you put it together. That's the way he explains the sheet of the Goyim. There's two separate units which need Tefillah. What's interesting about the Goyim, which is hard to understand, this was the opinion of the Goyim before the Rambam, if the Shir of Sar and Guf is two different things, if there's a Shir Chatzitza in the Guf as a unit for itself, and there's a Shir Chatzitza in the Sar for itself, and her hair for itself, why wouldn't she be able to be Toivel in two shots? We're very machbi that the women should bend down. There's all sorts of halachas, how the women, the mikvah ladies are machbi, how the women go down, they have to go down and go in a way that all their hair floats to the top. Here is life. They have to make sure that all the water is underneath the water. Why can't she betoivel her body, and then she'll lean her head backwards, and lav dafka her whole body will be in, make two different ma'ase tefillah? If you look at chatzitza as two separate units, the here and the body is two separate things, then l'cho'ira, the here and the body can be two separate things, as far as doing a ma'ase tefillah. Why shouldn't she be able to betoivel her body, and then betoivel her here separately? This is a question that's asked on the sheet of the Goyim. L'chari, what we see from here is that even according to the Goyim, as far as the Maisa Tefillah, the act of Tefillah, about the Guf and the Sar is one unit. The Guf and the Sar, it's one person. The Sar, even if it's only attached to a person's head, but Maisa, if you try to yank out a piece of a person's head, it's certainly attached. It hurts. The body of a person includes the Maisa Tvila that a person has to be toivel in order to be Matar, includes the here as well as the Guf. However, the Chatzit is a separate aloka. We see that without this Makbid, Midaraisa, a person could have dirt, a person could have paint covering their body, they step into a mikveh, it's not pshat, they weren't toivel. There's a separate halacha where the Torah teaches us, there's a halacha of chatzitza, that the water has to be able to hit the body. It's not pshat that there is no tvilo. There's a tvilo, but the person is nechzat al yidei that which is on their body. Memela, if the person is any makbit, we say it's bottled to their flesh, and then the tvilo is a good tvilo. Meaning to say, the din of a person being toivel, the din of a woman being toivel, that the maisa tvila is that she was verochat kol b'sor b'mayim, she did a maisa tvila, she has to go into the whole mikvah at once, her whole body, her whole ear, everything that's included in what's called her has to be toivel. A maisa tvila has to be on a person in one shot. Everything has to go into the water, everything has to be covered over by the water in one shot. Then there's another halacha. Verochat is called b'sor b'mayim, the b'sor has to be touched without a chatzitza by the mayim. The mayim has to be al besoroi. That halacha, that's why there's halacha mashu v'sinah. It's not partial. Really, the person is considered as having been toivel kol gufoi. There's another halacha in so far as access of the water to the besoroi that has a share of rubay makbid. That's why if the person has makbid, it's bottle le besoroi. It is called the besoroi is mamayim because the paint that's on a person's hand, the white out that he couldn't get out from under the cracks in between his fingers, that might not be called not besoroi b'mayim, as long as it's not makbid midaraisa, it's not a problem. In that aspect of besoroi b'mayim, we look at the guf and the size, two separate things, and in that the goyim held that you reckon the shear of roiv midaraisa, which is the halakha, that roiv, only roiv or makbid, that you reckon the shear of the sar and the shear of the basar as two different things. Let's go a step further. The Gemara says the din of Rav Kahana, that even if you say that Rubay any makbid, any choitzitz, midaraisa, only Rubay u makbid is choitzitz, the Rabbanu will go on Rubay v'ene makbid, but if Rubay v'ene makbid any choitzitz, but kuloy is choitzitz. What's the pshat? If we say that something that a person not makbid on becomes bottle, let's say a person is totally covered with paint, a person is totally covered with some type of oil that blocks the water from his skin, but he's in the water. He's in the water, but the water doesn't actually penetrate to his skin because there's some type of oil covering him. If it's kol besoroi, Rav Kahana says that's choitzitz. He's not makbid. If it's not makbid, bottled is good. So the pshat is that you're right in the regular sense of chatzitza, it wouldn't be a problem. Rav Kahana's mechadish that if kol gufoi is not accessed by the water, that's already called not being in the water. Where the roiv of the person is, where the roiv of the person has a chatzitza, so there the person's in the water, we look at the person as being in the water, there's a halacha of chatzitza, and that's only when it's makbid. The halacha of kuloi makbid is not part of hilchas chatzitza. It's part of a definition, is he being toivel? If he's not accessed at all by the water, even if he's submerged in the water, but it's not called he did a ma'aseh tefillah, that's the pshat of Kahana. Which answers for us a kasha of a chon, that's a Yeshivish Akasha. Rabbi Chana wants to know, in Kovitz Ha'oriz, since we have a klal, Ruba Kekula, we're learning Sukkah, Schach, you say Ruba Kekula, the walls of the Sukkah, you say Ruba Kekula, whenever you build an Erev, you say Ruba Kekula, many areas in Torah, you say Ruba Kekula, you shech an animal, you shech, you cut most of the simen of the throat, you say Ruba Kekula. Why don't you say that if Roiv of a person is Nechzatz, Zalokh of Rubay Veni Makbid, why don't we say that since we have Alokh, that Kuloy Veni Makbid is a Chatzitza, why don't we say that if there's a Roiv Veni Makbid, it's like a Kuloy, Rubay Kekuloy. It's like Kuloy Veni Makbid, it should be a Chatzitza, according to the din that we just described. The Teretz is that Rubay Kekuloy is only when the Roiv and the Kuloy have the same definition, it's a Shaila of amount. when we have a person who's in a mikveh, when we have a woman who's in a mikveh, and she's ruboy, that means that be'etzim she's in the water, she's submerged. There is a tvila. This is halacha of chatzitza. That's what roiv does. Kula is a separate halacha. Kula is the pshat, the person never went into the water. If a person has no, it's true on a psychological level also. If a person has a crack in his psychological defenses, something gets in, so there's what to work with. It's called the person heard what you were saying. If everything is closed up, if it's kuloi, then it's called that the person never connected. There's nothing there. If a person is kuloi with a chatzitza, then when he's submerged in the water, it's as if he didn't go into the water. Halakhli, we look at it as if he didn't. There's no ma'aseh tefila. So it's not shaktzei roiv. When he's in the water, it's not shaktzei that the roiv renders the kuloi kilu is not in the water. It's two separate things. When he's roiv, he's kuloi in the water. There's halacha of chatzitza. It's a secondary halacha. Masha'enke, when he's kuloi with the chatzitza, it's not in the water at all. Roiv doesn't do that. So there's no ruboi kakuloi. We'll add one more point. The Gemara says on Amud Beis, when the Gemara says halacha that we just read, Amar Rav Yitzchok, Dvar Torah Rubei Umakbir Olav. So Tosis brings, in Dvar Torah Rubei Umakbir Olav Choytzitz, Tosis brings, which is Rashi, that we're talking over here about Tsar, but by Bosor is Choytzitz Afilu Miuto Yishenim Makbid. Rabbi Tam asks a kasha. And the Gemara is talking about Tvila of a Milberis, a woman who was Milberis, she was pregnant, became a Gioris. The child in her becomes also a Ger. The question is, that child, which was Herosa Shalem Gdusha, where's his Tvila that renders him a Ger? So obviously you have to say he's part of the mother's Tvila. He's not accessed by the water. So the Gemara discusses over there that how could it be? L'chor is not accessed at all by the water. L'chor it's Kuloi Veinim Ma'it. L'chor it's Kuloi. Taisa says, why does the Gemara have to come on to Halacha of Kuloi? L'chor you can say even Ruboi. If you hold that Roiv B'sorei Veinim Makbid is also, or Afil Miyute Sheinim Makbid, so then why does the Gemara have to come on to Halacha of Kuloi? It's only in Sar. The Teretz is that this Halacha, that Rashi had a chumrah, the Rishonim don't pass that way, Rashi had a chumrah that by Bosor, even the mute of a chatzitza, that Rashi means that's called not being in the water. As far as Bosor is concerned, that's not called being in the water. Here, it doesn't have that shaila. The here, like we said from the Goyim, the here is a separate halacha. As far as the Maisa Tfila, it's enough that the guf is in the mikvah. There's a halacha of chatzitza in the here, and that has a separate shir. So Rashi will tell you that when we talk about a tvila of a mu'beres, of course the vlad is part of the mother. As far as the maisa's tvila being submerged in the water, having a maisa tvila, the vlad is automatically in the water because he's part of his mother. If a mother is tovel, if the mother is tovelis, then the vlad is part of that tvila. The only time we're talking about chatzitza with the vlad, the Gemara even has a discussion, is only insofar as the chatzitza is concerned. That's where the Gemara brings kuloi, not roif.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.